Sir. With that, we will move to prairie mountain lion hunting, and Mr. John Canta is with us in person.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief for the Department. Yeah, and I'll briefly cover the mountain lion hunting season and the proposed changes there. And this, again, would be a second reading of your proposal, although I will talk about a potential amendment here that we'd ask the Commission to take action on. So this proposal, as it stands, was an effort to just simplify the prairie mountain lion season, so that opportunity outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District. Previously, we required individuals that were hunting with dogs to start on private property, and they could only culminate that chase or that pursuit of that mountain lion on public lands, specifically school and public lands and Bureau of Land Management lands. So what this proposal does is just simplifies those rules and opens it up, so hunters will be able to start pursuit of a mountain lion with dogs from anywhere on the prairie where it's allowed. So it'll be on them to obtain private land permission or work with that managing entity of whatever property that they're looking to start on. But they'll be able to start anywhere and culminate that chase anywhere. So like I mentioned, just really kind of simplifying those rules and not a need for those restrictions anymore and opening it up for those folks. So that's the proposal as it stands. The department is going through an effort to look through rules and identify areas where we specifically exclude certain places. So in this case, in rule, for the mountain lion season, it excludes Wind Cave National Park, Jewel Cave National Park, and Mount Rushmore National Memorial. There's lots of instances of places where people can't hunt, whether that's private property without permission, tribal lands, or certain areas like that, certainly national parks, national refuges, things of that nature. So what we've seen is that in rule, there's a lot of inconsistency. We identify some areas, but not others. Just like I mentioned, a lot of inconsistency. So what we're making an effort to do is strike those individual examples out of rule and just simply put in our application materials and online and other materials that it's a hunter's responsibility to work with that private landowner or managing entity of that property to determine if hunting is allowed on that particular piece. And so what I would ask, the department would ask today of the commission is that you amend your proposal to modify the rule to strike that language that excludes Wind Cave, Jewel Cave National Parks, and Mount Rushmore National Memorial. And with that, Madam Chair, I'd certainly take any questions or entertain some discussion.
Any questions for John on the overall proposal or the suggested amendment modification? Seeing no discussion, I would entertain a motion to move forward with the amendment and add that to the proposal. So moved by Commissioner Beese. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor of approving the modification, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So it is now amended.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir. And we are going to continue moving on. Number 11, boating safety.